Lent begins February 14th, and so does a brand new Blessed Is She Lent devotional called Rescued. This year, you'll be receiving an excerpt from the Lent devotional every day in your inbox, in lieu of our regular daily Devo. We want to pray with one heart and one mind as the BIS Sisterhood. If you prefer to have the book, head over to blessedisshe.net/Lent to grab your Rescued devotional. Right upon purchase, you'll receive a link to come into the free Blessed Is She app to walk through the Lenten season with us in daily live prayer, small groups, and more. Together, let's look to the Lamb of God who came to rescue each one of us. See you there.
February 9, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Tricia Tembrell. Going that extra mile. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. Mark chapter 7, verse 31. During the pandemic, I got COVID-19 like so many of us did. I isolated myself upstairs so my mom wouldn't get it, and saw no one for days. That was until the doorbell rang, and at the front door was a priest friend of mine, along with my best friend. They were there to bring me Holy Communion, and for Father to give me a blessing, as I looked down from my balcony to the front door. They went out of their way to give me what I needed most, Jesus, the divine physician. In the Gospel for today, we read about a puzzling trip for Jesus and his apostles. If you're unfamiliar with the geography of the Holy Land, you would never know that Sidon is north of Tyre and the Sea of Galilee is southeast. Jesus went way out of his way to visit Sidon. Why? Christ chose to walk those many extra miles for one of his children. He longed for this man to hear not only his voice, but also the voice of love the man's friends had for him, who also went out of their way to bring him to the divine physician. Neither Jesus nor the deaf and mute man's friends saw him as an inconvenience. They were only concerned with him and his healing. How often I fail to go out of my way, more concerned with the time it will take me, the checklist of things I have to get done, or what it will cost. I selfishly think of myself rather than what it could mean for someone else if I went out of my way to bring Christ to them. Maybe you can relate. What prevents you from going the extra mile or two for others? There are numerous reasons why we stop doing so, and God wants to remove our excuses and heal any wounds we might have. Conversely, who is someone you are thankful for who has gone out of their way for you? Thank God for them in an extraordinary way today.